Hi everybody, it's Martin. Just a quick follow-up from the session this morning. Most of this is contained within the email, but I just thought you might like to feel what it's like to have an audio alternative, since that's one of the things that we've been talking about when we're talking about individualising delivery and presenting things in a sort of multimedia way to accommodate different preferences and different needs, etc. So I start the email with some congratulations for the way that you worked today. There wasn't harmony and consensus all the way through, but I thought you handled the disagreement and the discord very well. You talked to each other and used rational argument, and even though there was a point when a couple of voices were raised, I still thought that you were erring towards the solid justification, which I quite liked. Anyway, we started the session with some stuff on grouping, and most of the ideas were there, you know, in what you already do and what you already know, but it was really nice to pull those, I thought. What I gave to you were the cards that had the strategies on, and that's included as an attachment in this email. And we spent quite some time on that, and I think it was time well spent, actually, and really worth thinking about, something that you might want to think about implementing in your next sessions, and have a fiddle with the groups and see what the outcomes are. The main part of the session was thinking about language and disability. We used the idea of hidden disability as a sort of vehicle for that. This was after you'd actually done some review of all of the content from last week. Do you remember the presentation that you did? And when you were looking at the stuff on hidden disability, you then related that to the different types of disability or learning difficulty. And you were very quick, actually, I think, to come to the conclusion that all of those terms in the glossary could actually be hidden disabilities, though one or two of them overlap quite clearly. And that it really does depend on the individual in the way in which the disability or the difficulty manifests itself. And what I really thought was interesting was how when we are working with people and they're behaving in a particular way, and I really thank Rachel in particular for the story that she shared with us, is that, and Maria as well actually had a similar story about how we can make assumptions about why people are behaving in a particular way. And it's very easy to do. It's a kind of human response, and it's not helped by institutional systems of poor communication. So thanks very much for sharing those. And if we learn anything from that and from everything else that we talked about, it's that we firstly need to communicate with the individuals concerned to find out what their needs are. But secondly, between one another, to find out if there's anything that we should know about individuals in the group. And finally, not to make assumptions about why we think it is that students are behaving in a particular way. What else was there? I think that was pretty much it. I talked about the golden rule, which is really to talk to the individuals themselves, find out what they need from them, and to really think about what the implications of any kind of disability are in terms of somebody's life. We've already looked at some statistics, but particularly in the classroom, particularly in terms of learning, and that it may not be something that is continuous, as we looked at with the example of somebody with sickle cell anemia in one of those case studies. And then finally, that whole business around controversial language I found absolutely fascinating, and I really enjoyed your discussions and your contributions to that. And I hope you've started to think about where you put yourself on that line. And like I say, I don't want to put you anywhere. You know, it's up to you where you go. And so this idea that we're not allowed to say that is an interesting one, because you know, I would defy anybody to find a college policy that says specifically you are not allowed to say this word. You know, there are very few words that are actually bannable. So it's quite interesting that we have a very complicated system of social norms and everything that stop us from speaking in a particular way. Anyway, don't forget your homework, and I will see you next Tuesday.